The Chinese government is banning the BBC from airing its world news program in China. And as NPR's John Ruwitch reports, the move comes just days after a decision by Britain's communications regulator to strip a Chinese state TV channel of its broadcast license.
China's radio and TV regulator says the BBC violated requirements that news be truthful and fair, and that it harmed China's national interests and undermined national unity. The BBC came under fire in China for a report this month on conditions in re-education camps for ethnic Uyghurs in the Xinjiang region. The report cited former detainees describing systemic rape and sexual abuse of women in the facilities. China's foreign ministry says the report has no factual basis. But there may be more to China's decision to ban the BBC World News. Last week, the British government said it was pulling the license for CGTN, China's state-run global television network. It says it did so because China's Communist Party oversees the network's editorial policy. John Ruwitch, NPR News.
Texas police say as many as 100 vehicles were involved in a massive accident near downtown Fort Worth today. The accident was caused by a major winter storm in the region that is dropping freezing rain, ice, and snow. Officials now say at least 6 people were killed and more than 30 others were taken to the hospital. Ice storm warnings are now in effect for the area, stretching from Arkansas to Kentucky. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered on CPR News. Coming up, educators strike a balance between keeping schools safe and giving teenagers a positive physical and mental outlet. That's in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. At CPR.org, the pandemic has made nursing homes and long-term care facilities risky for older Coloradans due to major COVID outbreaks. So some families are keeping their elderly loved ones home, but that comes with its own set of challenges.
I'm not trying to keep him alive forever. I am trying to help him finish out his days in a way that is dignified and caring and considers him as a human being.
CPR health reporter Natalia Navarro spoke with one father-daughter pair making it work. Their story is at CPR.org. 19 in Denver, 35 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.